Antarctic Animals. Text by Alan Trussell Cullen. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The coldest place on Earth. Antarctica is one of the coldest places on Earth. There is ice over most of the land. There is also ice over the sea. But many animals and plants live there. Chapter 2. Keeping out the cold. All animals that live in Antarctica have ways to keep out the cold. Seals have layers of fat that help keep out the cold as they swim under the ice looking for food. Penguins have thick layers of feathers that keep out the cold. Penguins cannot fly, but they can swim well. Chapter 3. Life in the water. Plants and animals need oxygen to live. Sea plants and many sea animals get their oxygen from the water. Cold water holds a lot of oxygen. So many plants and animals live and feed in the cold Antarctic Sea. Some of these plants and animals are so little that they are hard to see. They are called plankton. Chapter 4. The food chain. All the animals that live in Antarctica need one another for food. Plankton is the start of the Antarctic food chain. Krill eat the plankton. Fish and whales come to Antarctic waters to eat the krill. Many seals eat the fish. Seabirds also feed on the fish in Antarctic waters. But there is a new part to the food chain. People. People also go to Antarctic waters to catch fish. Every year, they catch more fish than the year before. Chapter 5. Looking after Antarctica. Scientists go to Antarctica to find out all they can about the animals that live there. Scientists believe that fishing in Antarctic waters will change the animals' lives. They think that too many people are going to Antarctica and taking too many fish. The animals that eat the fish may not find food to eat. This may change the food chain. Then everything in the food chain will change forever. Glossary. Food chain. How plants and animals depend on one another for food. Oxygen. A gas in the air. All living things need oxygen. Scientists, people who study and learn about the world around us.